earlier this month, two rural hospitals, one in Wheeling and one just across the river in Ohio, announced they were closing. In the following weeks, stakeholders have been meeting to discuss strategies for keeping at least part of the services the hospitals provided open, especially mental health care. Because as Kara Lofton reports, losing a facility doesn't just impact the community, but can have ripple effects across the state.
Local policing is often associated with safety, writing traffic tickets, providing security at public events, responding to 911 calls. But a big part of the job also involves providing support services when someone is having a mental health crisis.
You're looking at the Ohio County Sheriff's Office transport van.
Outside of the Sheriff's Department in Ohio County, Major Nelson Croft gestures at a nondescript passenger van.
We use it for mental hygiene trips mainly, due to the sheriffs in Ohio or in West Virginia being taxed with all the transports to and from hospitals.
A mental hygiene order takes place when an adult applies for the involuntary hospitalization of another person who they believe is addicted to a controlled substance and/or mentally ill and likely to harm oneself or others. When that application is approved, it's the responsibility of the sheriff's department to pick that person up and take them to the hospital.
We have to take them through an emergency room first.
That's Sheriff Tom Howard of Ohio County.
From that emergency room, they get checked out and processed, and they will end up into the Hillcrest unit.
Hillcrest is the comprehensive behavioral health system located inside Ohio Valley Medical Center. The early August announcement that OVMC would be closing also meant the behavioral health unit would be going away. Close by Wheeling Hospital does not have inpatient psychiatric beds. Wheeling Hospital CEO Douglas Harrison has said publicly the facility is exploring the idea of adding inpatient beds as a short-term fix. But to date, no official plans have been made, which is a real problem for the Sheriff's Department.
Now, with us being at Fort Smith County,
meaning the Sheriff's Department isn't just transporting them to the local hospital, but is now in charge of that person until a bed can be found.
My staff would have to stay with them the entire time. And once that process begins, it could take 10 hours, it could take 20 hours, but my deputies have to stay with them the whole time. And once the order is finally issued, they will have to be transported
to a hospital that has inpatient psychiatric beds. And where doesn't depend on what's closest, but on what's available. Sometimes they just have to go to Fairmont or Morgantown, a trip that's about an hour and a half each way. But sometimes it's Beckley or Charleston, more than twice that far. Patients who have been involuntarily committed are entitled to a court hearing in their own county. So after that patient has been transported to the hospital, the deputies have to go and get them for their hearing. If they are released after the hearing, the deputies are done. But if treatment is ordered, the deputies may have to make the trip to Beckley or Huntington again with the patient. In other words, fewer officers on the street, and those who are working are going to be working a whole lot more.
Now, being a Fort Smith County, I have to have deputies every day of the week, which I don't have. So we're looking at the possibility of having to hire more deputies.
Outside the department, Major Croft nods at the van.
For the past several months, we have been taking trips on Tuesdays and Thursdays only. Just starting this week, tomorrow, I believe we are third trip of the week. We've had trips to Fairmont and Charleston so far. Now as for tomorrow, we're not exactly sure where the trip's going yet. For instance, Monday we were guaranteed a bed in Fairmont. So that was only if the trip left Monday. If we had to wait to our traditional Tuesday, they couldn't guarantee us a bed anymore. So instead of going to Fairmont, which is 2 hours, I may have had to send two deputies to Bluefield, which is 5 hours, or Huntington, which is about 5 hours.
And it's not just the Ohio County Sheriff's Department that will be affected. There is already a shortage of psychiatric inpatient beds in West Virginia, which is why Fairmont couldn't guarantee a bed even a day later. With behavioral health beds closing in Wheeling, that means more people vying for fewer beds across the entire state. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Special thanks to Corey Nallinger, who contributed to that story. Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Charleston Area Medical Center and Marshall Health.